Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, and talk to you about the most read Bible translation. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting now at verse 2. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. The first Bible of my own was a paperback version given to me when I came forward at an altar call to give my life to Jesus Christ. It was just a New Testament, the Living Bible version. And on the front, it had a picture of a child on his father's shoulders, and it said, "The greatest of these is love." I have many more translations of the Bible now. And it seems like there's a never-ending stream of new Bible translations. Now, no matter what Bible translation you like to read, the principle of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 is still true. The Bible others will read is your life. Paul said, "You yourselves are our letter." You see, every letter has an author, and we are a letter from Christ. Every letter has readers, and we are known and read by everybody. Our life is like a letter, and we can't hide it. People you meet every day read the letter of your life. We can't blame them for doing this, because if the work of Jesus is real, it will be real in our lives. Because every Christian is a Bible, kind of, well, perhaps it's time to recognize some new translations. Okay, how about this? The Ashamed to Follow Jesus version. You could call that the AFJ. How about the Sin Doesn't Apply to Me version? The SDAM. How about the Other Christians Are Terrible version? The OCT. Or you could have the Bible translation, the Christian Life is Miserable translation, the CLM. Or the Holier Than Thou version, the HTT. Friends, those are Bible translations that are just made up, of course. But as people look at our lives, they might get that impression about the Christian life. So how do we become a good translation for others to read? Well, again, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. Every letter is written with a pen. And Paul says that the letter of their Christian life was the result of his ministry. You see, that means that we should never neglect what other Christians can do in our life. Isolating ourselves as Christians is a bad thing to do. Every letter is written with ink. And Paul says we are written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Have you yielded your life to the Spirit of God? Are you walking in stress or walking in the Spirit? Are you translating, so to speak, the Bible poorly? Perhaps it's because you're walking in stress and not the Spirit. Every letter is written on something, and our Bible, so to speak, is written not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. This means we must let God write His Word on our heart. It's sad to think that perhaps we haven't translated the Bible very well into our lives, or maybe I should say the letter of our lives. When we provide a poor translation, other people read it and get a wrong idea about Jesus. Now, if you aren't a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm sorry for whatever bad letters you've read as you've looked at the life of maybe some Christians who weren't living as they should be. But remember that ultimately, it's about Jesus Christ. Instead of criticizing, and sometimes there's good reason to criticize, but instead of criticizing the poor ways that people have translated God's truth and power into their daily life. Why don't you let Jesus write into your life and let him do it today?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.